You're listening to Native Fest, a series highlighting the art, music, writing, and culture of Native people living in Minnesota.
Back in the studio with me, we have Dr. Anton Choyer.
You know, I didn't really have a lot of preconceived ideas. I mainly did lots of reading and research. Red Lake has an archive, and in the archives is a treasure trove of material, even though it wasn't well organized. So, you know, there are everything from handwritten letters by Walter Mondale to Roger Jourdain, lots of original documents, oral history projects, tons of stuff. Initially, I was reading and I was talking to people. We did interviews with about 50 different people up at Red Lake. I wanted to make sure that Red Lakers could tell their own story and that I would exhaust the archives too to help flesh it out. And ultimately, you know, there was a lot of material kept in the National Archives in the Kansas City branch for the Office of Indian Affairs. There were missionaries at Red Lake who stored stuff at Oberlin College in Ohio, in all kinds of weird places, Washington, D.C., of course. And so we had to sleuth out documents all over the place. And ultimately what I ended up doing, because we're covering, you know, from the 1700s up to the present, what we ended up doing was picking seven different leaders, not because they're the most important people, but because each was at a different point in time and was kind of a window into what was happening with Red Lake's evolution. And I have to say, I learned so much. There was a dynamic, you know, across Ojibwe country that was maybe even more accelerated in Red Lake, where Ojibwe people have always believed that anybody could be the next most important spiritual leader or political leader. And if someone went fasting, they'd have a gift that they would be able to share with the people. And so as a result, people were very tolerant if their neighbor did their ceremony a little different or whatever, and kind of expected that. So people tended to be tolerant of diversity within their native community, but intolerant of being told what to do. As soon as somebody got too much influence or started being controlling, someone else had moved down the river and start a new village. And that was our way as we were moving westward. In Red Lake, you've got that dynamic very profoundly, but you also have this high concentration of warriors kind of on the frontier of, you know, the border between Ojibwe and Dakota territory. And so it was a place full of independent thinking, sometimes ferocious people. And that made it really hard to lead there. In spite of that, there were many people who did and who led for many decades, and they were really impressive. So each chapter is somebody like that.
Thanks for listening. Native Fest was produced by the Net Lake Radio Project and was made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.